A colorful mayor can be a good way of attracting attention to a city. London is no stranger to colorful characters in City Hall, and it's trying something else these days. Officials there are trying to make Britain's first city the capital of Islamic finance. Amy Gutman reports.
Ladies and gentlemen, Assalamu alaikum. You could not be more welcome to the United Kingdom.
That's Prince Charles welcoming the World Islamic Economic Forum last year, the first held in a non-Muslim country. The Islamic investment business is a global industry worth more than $2 trillion a year, and Britain wants to cash in. Islamic finance is growing at an average of 30% each year. There are some 3 million Muslims living in the UK, but it could be said that these are the guys His Royal Highness is really gunning for. The sports car-driving sheikhs and sons of sheikhs who make London their second home. This Ferrari-driving Qatari didn't want to be identified, but he'd love to invest his money here.
I can't put my money here.
Why can't you put your money here?
Because no halal bank, Islamic bank.
So if there was an Islamic bank here, if there was a halal way to invest money, would you do that?
Yes. I'll put my money, no problem. If there is halal, I have put my money, no problem.
There are Kuwaitis, too.
If you could invest in halal financial products in the UK, would you?
Yeah, I would. I would really like to. I would like to invest in UK if there were halal products.
Mohammed Khan would really like him to invest as well. He's head of Islamic finance for the consulting firm PricewaterhouseCoopers. Islamic law prohibits going into or making money on debt, though profit is allowed. And the Islamic Code bans investment in companies that produce or sell forbidden or harmful products, like tobacco, alcohol, or weapons, which Khan says isn't as easy to get around as it sounds.
So, for example, if I was going to invest in a hotel chain, hotels sell alcohol, they might have some adult channels that they do. So where's the definition there? I thought, you know, when I first got into this sector, hotel chains, why wouldn't you be able to invest in a hotel chain company? But actually, you can see how it can get quite complicated quite quickly.
So who decides what is and isn't halal investing? Every Islamic finance institution has a board of at least three scholars, men who have spent 7 years or more studying religion and economics. With transparent investing and a good track record during the recession, you'd think Islamic finance would be taking off. But it's not, yet. Khan says it's a combination of things, but the biggest?
Let's get it out there.
Yeah.
If you invest in an Islamic finance product, are you, you know, investing in Al-Qaeda? You know, I mean, let's just get it out there.
Yeah.
Look, the fact is, the answer's no.
While the British government is likely after the high flyers, Mujib Rahman says the greater focus on Islamic finance is also helping the little guy. He moved to the UK from Bangladesh more than 40 years ago, and was one of the first to take out an Islamic mortgage.
If I want to buy a property, for myself or renting, it doesn't matter, the bank is actually the buyer, not me. And they will lease it to me for whatever many years we agreed to.
Rahman says adapting mortgages to Islamic rules is a great start. Even better, the UK rolled out a new task force last year with plans for an Islamic market index on the London Stock Exchange and an Islamic bond called a sukuk, the first to be issued by a Western government. For The World, I'm Amy Gutman in London.